ustedes.
PTI.
Hey, is Harlan there?
I'm sorry?
Harlan?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah. Is there someone else there, though, that maybe like an office manager, CFO, that helps him with the business finances?
I can help you.
Oh, what was your name?
Ron.
Hi, Ron. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago here. And it was just based on some financing you guys did with Bank of the West a couple years back. Maybe for some, like a line of credit or a business loan, something like that. Anyways, so based on that and your DMB credit profile, we were able to pre-approve the business for equipment financing and working capital for up to $250,000. So kind of just...
we have a line that we need, and we don't need any other financing.
Oh, okay. Is it with the Bank of the West?
No, we're not with them any longer.
Oh, okay. You guys aren't with them any longer. Okay, so you guys just basically use your line of credit, and then you guys don't really, like, is there a typical time where you evaluate maybe for equipment financing at all?
We self-finance. We don't even use our line of credit.
So. Oh, you self-finance everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Line of credit's there, but we don't even use it, so.
Okay. That makes sense. How are sales this year? You guys are doing pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What are you guys tracking for?
Oh. How do I know who I'm talking to?
No, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. I was kind of curious, trying to get a gauge of your industry. Because you guys are electrical contractors, right?
Right.
And so, like, is there, like, a busy time of year with that, or is it kind of steady throughout?
It's steady throughout. We do large commercial projects.
Oh, so it's all commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, what kind of... typical payment terms you send to your customers, is it like a net 30, 60, 90?
It's all per contract, and a lot of them we get paid when we get paid. We don't have a lot of say in that, and we've never had any problems.
Okay, so even though like it's kind of just per contract, you guys don't really ever run into cash flow problems while waiting for the next payment that prevents you from like starting your next project?
No.
Okay, that's perfect. How long have you guys been in the industry? Sounds like you're doing something right.
22 years.
Oh, nice. 22 years. That's awesome. So are you guys growing at all or kind of trying to stay pretty steady?
We're pretty steady. Okay, we're where we want to be.
Okay. I tried going to your guys' website. Was it PTIElectricalContractors.com?
We don't have a website.
Okay, because I tried going to that and it didn't work. Oh, so how do you guys gain new customers? Is it all just through bids?
We are not really even looking for new customers. We work with a few select general contractors.
Oh, okay. So like through the general contractors, and then they recommend your services when they're doing the building.
Thanks.
Oh, how does that work?
General contractors bid on a project, and they take bids from the various subcontractors.
Oh.
It's not a matter of them recommending us. If the pricing's right and the circumstances are right, they select us.
Oh, okay. So you guys have to bid on basically their bid?
we're a component of their bid, right.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I obviously don't know too much about the industry.
Oh, if a general contractor's like bidding on a school, he'll have bids from... 100 different subcontractors, and about 20 of them end up working on the project.
Oh, wow! So that many? So
yeah.
Do you guys bid? I mean
across all of the trades. Not
okay. But how many for like each? Like every time you guys bid, like are you guys up against like 3 or 4 other electrical contractors?
Yeah, at least.
Oh wow! So what do you say like gives you guys the advantage over the competitors? Is it just pricing and timing?
Pricing and relationships.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's why we don't have a website. I, I don't have any interest in working with the out-of-state general contractors that come in, you know, for chasing certain projects like Walmarts and that kind of thing.
Okay, so do you guys stick with, like, smaller projects, or you also, like, do larger projects just...
No, we do multiple million-dollar projects.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's awesome. But you stay away from, like, the Walmarts and things like that?
I stay away from contractors we don't have relationships with.
Why is that?
Because you're a lot more likely to get somebody that's hard to work with, somebody that doesn't pay you good, somebody...
Oh. You know. So you just don't want to deal with, like, the hassle and headache that could happen with someone that have an established relationship with?
I've been doing this a long time, and yeah, it's just not worth it.
That makes sense, actually. So, I guess, like, do you... I know you said, like, you guys aren't really, like, looking for anything right now, but could, like, a new piece of equipment generate, like, more money for your guys' business?
No. We rent equipment.
Rent everything?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've done the math, and it's just more economical for you guys to rent versus buying it outright?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, what kind of equipment do you guys use as electrical contractors?
Backhoes, ditch witches, trenching equipment. Scissor lifts.
I don't know why I asked.
that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay. So, like, if, like, just hypothetically, if we could unlock, like, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, would you guys even have any need for that, or do you be able to do anything with it, or not at this time?
No, because, like I said, we keep enough of our own money. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you're going to be able to do for me there.
Okay. And so, I mean, out of curiosity, you don't have to tell me this, but who do you guys currently bank with?
Another bank with local presence in New Mexico.
Oh, okay. A local New Mexico bank. How long have you guys been working with them?
Oh, about 4 years now.
Oh, 4 years. Okay. And would you say, like, they satisfy, like, all of your business needs and wants?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so you said you have a line of credit or a business loan as well?
No, we just have a line of credit.
Just the line. Have you guys ever used, like, up to 50% of it?
No.
Okay. Because I know sometimes that can, like, flag the banks and... You know, sometimes with a line of credit, if you start to use 50 and up, especially if you get to, like, 80 or 90, they can... Just call on it at any time. So we always just advise everyone to just stay below the 50 mark for just to maintain that line of credit since it's such a great deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like an email address where I can maybe just follow up with you in case something does come up? I could send you a quick note so you have my contact info on file. I mean, we have some really great programs here. Like our equipment financing is like a traditional loan, 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments, and our rates are in the single digits. So it's definitely something that if you decided you guys didn't want to rent anymore and maybe wanted to buy something, we could help out there.
Sure. We're on at ptiec.com.
On at PTIEC? PTIEC.com.
Right.
PTIEC.com. Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email here. And if it's okay with you, probably follow up with you a few times a year to see how business is going.
That's fine.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Ron.
All right.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye.